the story of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old African-American boy who came from Chicago to visit his cousin in the town of Money, Mississippi. And when he got off the train, he bragged to his cousins about the two white girlfriends back in Chicago. The cousins didn't buy it for a minute, and they said, look, we don't even speak to white people here, let alone date them. You don't have two white girlfriends back in Chicago. He said, I do. And they dared him to talk to a white woman down there. Well, that afternoon when they went into Bryant's grocery store, a little tiny store in downtown Money, Mississippi, Emmett did just that. He flirtatiously said to a married woman as he purchased a piece of gum from her, hey, babe, thanks. Innocent, but flirtatious. As he was leaving, the cousin said, oh, you're going to get it now. And boy, were they right, because two nights later, the woman's husband and another man took Emmett at gunpoint from his uncle's home where he was staying. They drove him outside Money, Mississippi, savagely beat him for several hours, and then finally killed him. And when the sheriff discovered that boy's body, he could not believe what he was looking at. He sealed it in a coffin, sent it to his mother in Chicago. And when Mamie Till got that body, she had the press there, and they said to her, what are you going to do? She said, we're having a funeral for my boy, and it's going to be an open casket funeral. And that picture of Emmett Till in that casket went national in Jet magazine, and it launched the civil rights movement in this country, because 3 months later, Rosa Parks refused to go to the back of the bus when she was ordered to do so, and she said that image of Emmett Till gave her the courage. Why do I say go visual? Because I'm convinced if we don't lovingly but truthfully open the casket on abortion, this nation will continue to tolerate an injustice it never has to look at.